This is why I love comics.
Will you be my friend?
And welcome to what I'm calling the Best Artist Brackets, the BAB. Sometimes I call it the Best Artist Brackets of Madness, but I really don't like that name, but I want to associate it with, you know, March Madness and all that stuff. So if you have a better name, please let me know. You could email us at, and this is why I love comics, at gmail.com. So a little background on this. During the podcast, if you've listened to previous episodes, we came up with this idea of a March Madness where brackets are involved, and we just randomly throw what ended up being, I think, 112 artists, comic book artists, into a bracket system and randomly matched with another bracket with another artist. And we're going to go through, and it'll be this artist A versus artist B, and we'll see where that takes us at the end. There's also a mechanic in there where the chooser can save an artist if he thinks that artist deserves a better rank, I guess you'd call it. He can save that artist until the round of 12, I think, until the round of 12. And then there'll be a wild card with all the saved artists, and they'll be placed in the final, might be the final 12. I have the numbers. It's a very interesting mechanic. We picked 9 people, including Mike and myself, from the show or friends of the show. And we're going to introduce these people. Some of them you know, some of them you don't know, and we'll probably try to have these people on later. So that you can put a voice with the name, get to know these people as well. They're all either new comics readers like Kevin, who is going to be in the 9, and or comic artists that we know, friends of the show, you know, Matt 10.0 and Matt 1.0. So we're going to go run through all these bracket artist judges. Some of these brackets are already hard, already tough, and it's only the first round that we've gone through. And boy, it's just going to be tough. We want you and your opinions on this. You can see it on the Facebook page, and this is Why I Love Comics. You can see it on the X. It's going to be promoted on the TikTok as well. You're going to see my face with a low-budget dry erase board, and I'm going to be talking about certain matches, and I want to hear from you and see who you would choose in these very hard. There's no wrong answer, except for a couple. But, it's your opinion, and I've told the 9, I guess the 8 plus me, that you can judge it based on anything you want. You can say, hey, he was good looking, I'm going to choose him. Or you can say, hey, he's done so much for the comic world, the comic book world, that he deserves to be a higher rank than this other person. Or you could just say, hey, I like his art. You might not, but I do. And that's the great thing of it. That's why I picked 9 of us, so we can get all kinds of opinions. And let's get into the introductions, and we'll see if you know any of these people. First up is Matt 10.0.
Hey, what's up?
And he, of course, is a friend of the show. We've had him on a couple times. He was the first guest on our podcast. He has a love for sculpting and Spider-Man and Daredevil. And he has talked about conventions with us a few times. And he's a great guy. Our kids go to the same school, and he saved my family's life once, and he's just very knowledgeable. He is, if we had grown down the street from each other, we would have been best friends because he collects the comics from way back when, and he has very similar stories as we do about collecting as a youngster. Matt's website is mattlargesculpture.com. Great work with sculptures, and you should check that out. The link will be in the show notes. And so let's welcome Matt 10.0. And judge number two of the show is my lovely, intelligent wife, Katie. She is someone who I value her opinion quite a bit, of course, and she picked me. I mean, I'm lucky to have her, and she is a comic collector. She's incredibly talented and very crafty and a very good eye for detail, so I'm glad she's with us. Say hi to Katie. Yeah. Next up for the judge intro is producer Tony. He handles a lot of our looking up issues and finding things for us, finding information for us. He likes to handle action figures, likes to talk about action figures, and he proposes a lot of questions for us that we use in the podcast. He doesn't want to be on the podcast. I'm not sure why. He would be very interesting. But instead, he just throws out questions for us and has the role of our producer. So welcome, producer Tony. Next up is Jamie Hood. You might recognize that name because we had him on our podcast. He also had us on his YouTube channel, Jamie Hood Creative, Jamie Hood Comics on his YouTube channel. Appreciative of being on his YouTube channel a while ago. And we had him on our show too. He's friend of the show. He's very knowledgeable on slab books and original art and YouTube and a lot of things. His episode was very well received. Jamie is a lifelong comic book collector, along with his blueberry cereal, watching the Super Friends on Saturday mornings, and getting cap guns in the big gym for Christmas. Comics are among his earliest memories. The art of comics inspired him to find a career as an illustrator. He eventually landed at That Toy Company, where he has developed licensed merchandise featuring iconic vehicles, ranging from the 66 Batmobile to the USS Enterprise. And I saw this recently, most recently, the TIE Fighter from Star Wars, which was amazing. He brings his wealth of knowledge of the comic book art form and creators behind the work. Like I said, he also has a YouTube channel and also an Instagram. If you want to go check that out, it'll be in the show notes. We're lucky to have him as a very knowledgeable comic book artist. He knows all the history. I'm sure he'll bring that into his choices. He did do audio for all of it, so that'll be fun to hear some of his audio choices and what he has to say about it. And so welcome, Jamie, to the show as a judge. And next up as a judge, we will go to Nicholas Myers. He's a family friend. He is a comic book artist himself. He has self-published a bunch of books, all of them awesome and great. And he is very creative. He collects comics as well. He has an Instagram. It's at Nicholas P. Myers. And his TikTok, if you want to go search it out, it's at Nicholas Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, 348. And he shows off his art there. Go check out his stuff. Definitely worth your time. So I always wanted his opinion on this comic book art. An artist. I know he has some favorites. Very interesting having all these creative people like Nick using their knowledge and experience and picking out their artists. So it will be very cool. Welcome Nick to the judging. Up next is our friend of the show, Matt 1.0. Matt was on an earlier episode where he gave his opinion on some Marvel movies. He is a business partner of mine and Mike's sales and toys, and he's got his own Toy Hunter Hoss website. You should check it out if you're ever in the area. Matt, I thought, as someone who has comic books in his vision but never collected, you know, he's a collector of other many things and loves Star Wars, I thought I'd get his opinion on a lot of these who's better artists and see what a, you know, kind of the rookie comic book artist end, but he has some knowledge, and so I thought I'd get his opinion on it. Check out his opinion, and if you don't agree, I don't either, so don't worry about it. So welcome Matt 1.0 to the show as a judge. Also, as a judge, Kevin, rookie comic collector, we've had him on the show. He also is part of Thunder Chicken, where we use our music from. And so he's got a lot of different experiences and takes on things. He's also new to comics, but certainly has his opinion on what he likes and what he does not like. So we wanted to include him in this, and certainly Kevin is giving his opinions on who is better. It's always great to see his opinions and kind of go back to when you first started collecting comics and what you were attracted to. So we're glad Kevin is here. He was on, of course, previous episode talking about collecting as a new comic artist, new comic collector. So check that episode out as well. We're going to have him on again very soon to catch up on what he's been collecting and what he's been doing. And so that'll be really exciting as well. So welcome Kevin as a judge. Check out his link for Thunder Chicken in the show notes as well. Go listen to the music. It's amazing. Last but certainly not least, well, I mean, I would be last if I described myself, but my co-host, brother from another mother, Mike Murphy. He is going to be a judge, of course. Couldn't have him not as a judge. I mean, he owns half the show. So, you know, there's that. And his opinion, very good. He's a comic artist himself. He draws really well. And so he wanted, you've heard the origin of the show. We are old friends. We knew each other in high school. And we've been friends ever since. The fact that he is part of the show is awesome for me. Knows a heck of a lot about art, toy industry, and all that stuff. So he's got lots of opinions, and he's not afraid to share them. So welcome Mike Murphy to the show. And of course, I'm also a judge. I'm the second half of And This Is Why I Love Comics podcast. I'm the one that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I like to tell the jokes. And so my opinion as the other half of the podcast was a given. And so I hope you like it. I'm really excited to match these artists up and try this out. I would give out this little snippet of choices and see what you think about it. Let's go to the bracket board. And if you had to choose between Chris Bacello or Bacalo and Frank Quitely, who would you pick? Yeah, that's tough, isn't it? How about Barry Windsor Smith and Michael Golden? Who would you pick? Let us know who'd you pick. Yeah, maybe we'll play your voice or your opinion on the podcast. I'm certainly welcome to hear lots of other people. We'd love to hear it. So you could email us at andthisiswhyilovepodcast@gmail.com. We are on the Twitter at andthisiswhyil1. You can visit our webpage at andthisiswhyilovecomicspodcast.buzzsprout.com. We're on the Facebook. Look up And This Is Why I Love Comics Podcast. We're on the Twitter. The link will be in the show notes. You can support the show Become a patron member at patreon.com, and this is why I love comics. Get early releases, some audio niblets, and support the show. And thanks to friends of the show. Thanks to Thunder Chicken for the tunes. Check them out on Spotify. We'll see you real soon with another episode.
It's in my heart.
The joys of public education.